Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. This is the broadcast for Tuesday, June 27th, in the year of our Lord, 2023. And an incredible, epic two-hour interview, special interview continued. Former Ravalli County, Montana Sheriff Jay Prince with us. Also Sheriff Mack with us. We're celebrating today, marks the 26th anniversary of Prince/Mack, the monumental Supreme Court against the United States, where the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever was rendered. Will citizens back their county sheriff is the question. CSPOA.org. Archives of the simulcast of last hour will be available on lovingliberty.net for the radio and on brighteon.com, or I guess it's brighteontv.com, for the TV aspect of that. And folks, this historic interview continues now. Sheriff Prince is with us. Since your retirement, has the news media tried to contact you quite a bit about this case, Sheriff Prince?
Are you kidding me? They ignore me. But since I've retired, I really have had no contact with any media trying to contact me about this case or anything else. They're probably just happy that I went away.
Sheriff Mack, your response. Sheriff Mack, your response?
Go ahead, Sheriff Prince. I don't think the media cares.
There's no big surprise there. No one has been calling me either about this. Obviously, my connection with Brighteon and with you, Sam, got us to this point. But it's been totally something that the media would ignore such a powerful decision. But they did it from the get-go, and it was by design. Janet Reno actually put out a memo to all the sheriffs and chiefs of police in the country, told them just to keep doing this. Well, the chiefs were never assigned to do this in the first place. And I think that's a key point, Sheriff Prince, that we haven't really addressed yet, that who are the CLIOs that Supreme Court actually talked about? Who is the chief law enforcement officer? The Brady Bill itself actually talks about it and says the CLIOs, they came up with that term. So the federal government is the main source where you can see that the sheriff is the CLIO, because the CLIOs that they chose who the CLIOs were, and they delivered this to the orders for the enforcement of the Brady Bill to the CLIOs of America. And in every case, except where there's no sheriffs like Alaska, Hawaii, and Connecticut, the sheriffs were the ones that they said were the CLIOs. And in the decision that was written by Scalia, same thing. He mentions that the CLIOs objected, and talking about the seven of us, and specifically the two sheriffs. And I'm not sure why we were the ones chosen, Sheriff Prince, but there were two sheriffs that were mentioned in the case, and that was Prince and Mack. And they were the two that were talking about at the case, even though at the time we were at the Supreme Court, I only had 3 weeks left because I lost my election, my reelection bid. And thank goodness
I want you to explain, Sheriff, what the CLIOs are so people understand. There's a term here that's important. This CLIO means something. And when we say that you're the highest authority in a given county, listen to the term CLIO. What does CLIO stand for, Sheriff?
Chief Law Enforcement Officer.
It's an acronym.
Oh, it's an acronym. But Chief Law Enforcement Officer, do you refer to somebody as the chief, the highest level in their county, if it's not so? Sheriff Prince, yeah, how can the media claim that what we're saying isn't true?
Well, they can't claim it. You could say anything. You can claim anything, but it just makes sense because in most states, and Sheriff Mack gave a couple of, like Alaska that don't have sheriffs, but in most states, the sheriff has jurisdiction everywhere in that county. The chief of police only has jurisdiction in the city that he's chief of. And so when you say chief local law enforcement officer, that's always the sheriff in states with sheriffs. We have jurisdiction everywhere in that county. So the way the Brady law was written, anybody that bought a firearm, no matter which county he bought it in, the county he resided in, sheriff, had to do the background check. And that's the way this thing came down. So we had, and I have a lot of people in my county that go to other counties to buy firearms. Montana is a big state. But I had to have every person that bought a firearm, no matter what county, 56 counties in Montana, I had to do the background check. Well, I never did one. I'm here to say I'm proud that I never, ever did a background check. In fact, the New York Times called me and asked me what I was doing, and I said, well, look, I have my fax machine hooked up to my shredder, and it goes right from the fax machine to the shredder. I've never done one, and I'm proud of that fact.
Sheriff Mack, I like that. Hello? That's the Nullify Now plan. Hook your fax machine to your shredder, sir.
Yes, and actually, I did a couple of them, and then I found out Sheriff Prince wasn't doing them. I said, "Oh heck no, I'm going to follow his example." I'm ashamed that I did a couple of them, but yeah, we stopped doing them. And obviously, as Sheriff Prince pointed out to begin with on the Brighteon show, we were opening ourselves up to such liability. One way or the other, we were either denying someone who was lawfully allowed to have a gun, or we were allowing someone to get a gun that shouldn't. And all of the political heat and all of the liability came back on us. And that's one thing Scalia said. Here, the Congress, the United States government, gets to pass a supposed law, a pretended legislation, and then the sheriffs have to do it all and take all the heat for it. And Congress walks around and say, oh, those stupid sheriffs that don't know what they're doing and they're just rogue and blah, blah, blah. And they're the ones that caused the problem in to begin with. And so, yeah, Sheriff Prince was right. And I'm glad that I joined him in stopping all the nonsense. And obviously we were in litigation, so we also had some protection there. But it was such a stupid law to begin with, and it was just feel-good legislation, again, to try to appease the gun grabbers of the country. And again, it provided no benefit to anyone and was just another stupid piece of legislation from the United States Congress.
All right, one of the ways...
Well, let me...
Go ahead, Sheriff Prince.
Well, I was going to comment. You know, this is another typical end run that Congress likes to do from time to time. Their normal way of making states do things would be to threaten them or blackmail them, saying, look, if you don't pass a law in your legislature, we're going to withhold highway funds or whatever. It's always about money. And that way the states would capitulate, their legislatures would pass the law the feds wanted them to pass. And so that's how it was normally done. I was really shocked when they didn't even use that old ploy anymore. They just came directly to the sheriffs and said, hey, boys, you're going to do this or go to jail. And I'm going, what the hell? So that was kind of my whole point was, I don't work for you guys. You can't make me do something. I work for the state. The state tells me I can't do it, and you're telling me I have to do it. What's up with that? Anyway.
One of the ways that they do this oftentimes is they play games with the supremacy clause. They want you to believe that the supremacy clause means that the general government is virtual God. And anybody who says anything different is a renegade, a terrorist, Sheriff Prince.
Well, that's how they try to control you is to threaten you. They call you all kinds of names, like said, Sarah Brady called me a renegade. I'm a radical. I'm a militia sheriff. You know, they tell everybody that I'm this crazy nut, and yet the reverse is true. I'm probably one of the more calm kind of guys in this position. You know, we work in a profession, law enforcement, that requires a lot of calm, reflective thinking when you're involved in stuff. That doesn't mean we don't make mistakes, but Congress sits there for a whole year and mulls over doing something. You would think they would know better, but their job is to figure out how they can get around the Constitution. That's exactly what I think they believe, that my job is to exert my power. I've got power. I'm going to use it. And they do everything they can to enhance their power. And the other thing that always kind of irritates me is, you ever notice how all these people that get into Congress end up being millionaires? How's that supposed to work, you know? I never made that much money as sheriff.
Yeah, you're not in the right profession, Sheriff Prince. What do you say to that, Sheriff Mack?
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
Corruption.
I don't want to be rich.
Corruption breeds corruption.
I don't want to be rich at the expense of my morals. You know, I'm a moral man, and all the things that they do that are in violation of my moral code, I ain't gonna do.
Hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. The incredible interview continues in seconds on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it because the way I was raised has helped to avoid smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
As I was mentioning before the short pause, you know, they use the Supremacy Clause to pretend that the federal government's God. It's a lie, ladies and gentlemen. They misinterpret intentionally the Supremacy Clause so they can try to have their way with us and violate the separation of powers. Now, we're involved in this incredible interview with Sheriff Jay Prince of Montana and Sheriff Richard Mack of Arizona. Both of them won. They beat Bill Clinton to the Supreme Court in 1997. We're celebrating the 26th year anniversary today, baby. But here's Chris Ann Hall, constitutional educator and constitutional attorney, and her breakdown of the Supremacy Clause.
Does the Supremacy Clause prohibit the states from their rightful remedy? Because your federal supremacist friend will say, well, the Supremacy Clause says that federal law trumps state law. Is that what it really says? How about we listen to Alexander Hamilton instead of a Supreme Court justice or a federal court judge? Hamilton says no legislative act contrary to the Constitution can be valid. That's exactly what the Supremacy Clause says, by the way. Let's look at it. The Supremacy Clause, Article 6, Section 2 of the Constitution declares, "This Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof shall be the supreme law of the land." You see, the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Nothing else has to happen. It is the Constitution, therefore it is supreme. However, the laws created by Congress, and may I also submit the regulations made by agencies, are only the supreme law of the land when they are made in pursuance to the Constitution. Not every law is supreme, only the ones that fit under the Constitution. You can't have federal laws and Constitution on equal footing, because then all it takes is one law that supersedes the Constitution. Then the Constitution's not supreme anymore. And if the Constitution is not supreme, from where does the Congress get their authority? Just themselves. Hamilton said, "No legislative act, therefore, contrary to the Constitution, can be valid." You know what he's telling us? That if the federal government is creating laws that are not consistent with the Constitution, they are no law at all. What?
In fact, the Declaration of Independence calls it pretend legislation. Sheriff Prince, your thoughts on that? Because they really want you to believe that somehow that supremacy means they can do whatever they want to. It isn't true. It couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, exactly right. And she's a smart woman because she's got it right, you know. And I think the term null and void come to mind in regards to that, that if the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the land, it is used in the way that it should be used, most of these laws that this Congress passes are null and void, especially the Brady Law. The Brady Law was null and void when it was written. It's null and void today. And thanks to Sheriff Mack and myself, we reaffirmed that the Supremacy Clause doesn't apply the way they claim it applies. Sorry, I'm having a little trouble speaking. I haven't had enough coffee today.
Sheriff Mack?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love listening to Sheriff Prince because it reminds me of everything that you and I have talked about for the last 20 years, Sam, and especially about this case and what the case actually did. Scalia brought up the Supremacy Clause in the decision, and gives an example of the EPA, how the EPA was, their policies were ruled to be unconstitutional back in the 1970s. And so the question you asked, Sam, well, where have we gone now? Well, we've gone full circle. We're right back to the abuses and corruption of King George III and the English Parliament. And now we have sheriffs believing that, or states, that they have to go along with this crap. And that's what really concerns me. And that's why I formed the CSPOA, is because we've got to wake people up. Yes, Sheriff Prince is correct. The states should be exercising their authority and enforcing the 10th Amendment every time some of these piece of crap legislations come through, because they should be stopping them, and they should declare that these so-called laws, these pretended legislations of the Declaration of Independence, says that they're null and void on their face, and the states do not have to go along. The notion, Sam, that sheriffs and governors and city councils and county commissioners and state legislatures have to go along with legislation that is clearly outside the Constitution, and that includes all these ridiculous gun control laws that they keep promulgated. They are null and void on their face. And the very existence of
this specifically relates to the dual sovereignty that Scalia talked about in your case as well.
Exactly. Dual sovereignty is the solution, but the states have got to understand that and go along. Instead, the governors, if they're Democrats, they'll go along with the Democrat regime in Washington, D.C. And if it's a Republican, they do the same thing. And so I am so tired of the Democrats and Republicans pretending that they're trying to do something for us, and all they are is finagling for power and more money for each individual. I mean, the Republicans do the inside trading too, and you know, all I can say is the Democrats are usually worse than the Republicans. That's all you can say. But the inner fighting and the politics and the corruption between the two parties has brought us the ATF, the IRS, the FDA, the USDA, and on and on. And now they're using that against Amish farmers across the country. And they're destroying Amish farmers' livelihoods and jobs and putting some of them in prison. So ridiculous.
Sheriff Prince, do you hold out a lot of hope for America? I've never seen us so divided, sir.
Well, I've always been a hopeful man. I'm not one to give up. I don't like to say things are never going to get better, because I know the human spirit, especially the spirit of Americans, is strong. And I hold out a lot of hope that things will get better. You know, the founding fathers, as I've said before, understood human nature. And they wrote the Constitution to protect us from the very things happening right now. In fact, if the crap was happening right now, they would have been in revolution already with the stuff that's going on today. They wouldn't have waited around as long as we've waited. But we're patient people. I think that eventually God save us all, because we're going to need God's help. This Constitution is written in a way that the common man can understand. Lawyers like to take things and twist it around, but our founding fathers understood that if the common man didn't understand it, then it wasn't any good. So they wrote it in such a way that the common guy, you and I and everybody else in this country, understands what they meant. They didn't mean some of the things that these guys throw at us. You know, when they talk about conspiracies, I guess I am a conspiracy theory person, because all the conspiracies that I've seen have come true. So I guess that must make me a conspiracy theorist.
These people are a conspiracy fact, I guess is what it really is,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Our politicians need to change their tactics, because it's not working. They're not, you know, we're a smart people. They're trying to play games. The American people see what's going on. And at some point, the average Joe is going to say, okay, enough of this BS. I got things to do, but I'm tired of what's going on, and they're going to rise up, and they're going to fix us. I don't know if I'll be alive when that happens, but I sure hope that it happens before my grandkids have to experience the crap that's going on today.
Sheriff Mack?
As I said, Sam, I sure love hearing Sheriff Prince speak. He's got a lot of common sense, and it's part of the miracle of this case, Sam, and as he's been speaking, and as you've been talking, and as I've been talking this morning for the last 75, 80 minutes, it's really touched me, the spirit of America, the spirit of freedom, what Sheriff Prince was alluding to just now, and I believe that the American people will rise up, hopefully in a peaceful manner. But if we have the sheriff rising up with them, this will remain peaceful and effective, Sam. And I pray for that day.
Amen to that. Stay there, gentlemen. Quick pause. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
U.S. USA News, I'm Richard Johnson. The U.S. Supreme Court striking down election restrictions that North Carolina's Republican-majority legislature tried to implement, including congressional districts that heavily favored Republicans. The High Court says the North Carolina Supreme Court was acting within its authority when it said the GOP map was partisan gerrymandering. Several hundred flights into and out of New York's three major airports have been canceled or delayed so far today, and the number's bound to climb as strong storms smash into the Northeast. At Newark Liberty, people are trying to cope.
We have to wait three more days to go home, but a lot of people are in the same boat.
It is kind of frustrating because we are with a family, so it's very tough for us.
Former President Trump says special counsel Jack Smith leaked that recording of Trump appearing to hold up classified documents. CNN acquired the tape in which Trump claims he's holding classified contingency attack plans on Iran. He also appears to undercut his previous defense of having a legal right to the papers. Some mixed messages from Russian President Putin over the fate of Wagner Group and its leader. NBC's Keir Simmons is in Moscow, first hearing Putin say the Russian people have come together to stop Yevgeny Prigozhin.
While he made that angry statement, at the same time this morning, we're hearing the Russian government announcing that members of the Wagner Group will not be prosecuted. They will not be prosecuted. So, you know, that kind of slightly hard to read combination of trying to show strength and also some flexibility.
Meanwhile, the president of Belarus now says that Prigozhin is now in his country. What's your number? The money you need to save to have a comfortable retirement. A new report from the insurance company Northwestern Mutual says for someone in their 50s, it's just over $2.5 million. That's up from just under $2.5 million last year. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
All right, our two-hour special interview with Sheriff Jay Prince and Sheriff Richard Mack continues. You know what's fascinating? Let's talk about the fact that the Second Amendment protects a well-regulated militia. Now, let me be very clear about this. The mainstream press tries to tie myself to a militia. I've never been in and involved with a militia in my entire life, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, if you want to get technical, the real term militia would rule me out because I'm totally blind and therefore I wouldn't qualify for the militia. So them making that claim on me is absolutely 1,000% bogus. But they try to say that Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Prince are militia sheriffs. Kind of an idea. This is a big dishonest lie. I think they ought to be sued over that. It's so bad, Sheriff Prince.
Well, I think they want to use that term in a negative way, and it's really not a negative thing. You know, when you the term militia, when it was used back in the day of our founding, meant something different than they're trying to make it today. So it's not a bad thing. Every person, every able-bodied man was a militia member back in the revolutionary days. And when I was sheriff, I had the power to command as many able-bodied men to assist me. And so maybe I was a militia sheriff then, because I could command people to come help me in times of need. So
you're absolutely right. We call those we call those in modern times the posse, but you're right, it is a militia. My whole point, though, is they try to manipulate this term and they try to weaponize it, Sheriff Mack, is what I'm getting at.
Well, of course, they've been trying to do that for a long time, and they tried so many different ways. He said how Sarah Brady called us renegade sheriffs and rogue sheriffs, and she said that on the Phil Donahue show. And they've been going after us and going after anybody who stands for the Constitution and stands for anything that's American today. And Sheriff Prince and I were before our time, I guess, in a lot of respects. And it still really bothers me that there was only seven of us, maybe eight of us. And I did get a call from a Nebraska sheriff during the time that we were in the suits. He says, I'm not doing it. He says, I'm not filing the suit, but I'm not doing it. And he said, they've never said anything to me about it. And I think Sheriff Prince came up with the thing when he was at the meeting with the BATF and FBI, whoever else was there trying to tell him how to enforce this, that he wasn't going to do it, and they didn't know what to say. And so when sheriffs did wittingly not enforce the Brady Bill provisions, they didn't know what to do because there really wasn't much there. And they could have tried to arrest us. Or any one sheriff. Just they had just arrested one of us. If they had arrested Prince or me, what would the other sheriffs have done? You know, would they have cowered away? Would they come to our aid? And would every sheriff then, would hundreds of sheriffs started filing the same case, or 100 sheriffs stopped doing it? And what we know, and in the time that I was sheriff, and I'm sure Sheriff Prince would say the same, the FBI didn't want to mess with us. They didn't want to fight sheriffs. When they went after Sheriff Prince, I believe he was still sheriff. And me, though, I wasn't sheriff anymore when they really attacked me. And it looked like they kind of took it easy on Sheriff Prince because obviously they had no case and they didn't want to embarrass themselves and go tell him, well, we didn't really have a case on you. It didn't go anywhere. And another thing is, did they have a complainant? On you, Sheriff Prince, did they have a complainant, or did they just bring this up on their own?
Well, you never know if they're lying to you. They claimed that the guy's widow or his ex-girlfriend, whatever, made the complaint. Mm-hmm. And so that was bogus. Hell, this guy used to beat that woman regularly. And so, even though I was sued by her, it was mostly the attorneys talked her into it. They sued me because they were going to get a contingency in that. That was a mistake, too. That thing dragged on for about 4 or 5 years and went nowhere. But they alleged that the complaint came from her, civil rights violation, blah, blah, blah. But I knew it was all BS, and I knew there was nothing they could. I mean, I went through a coroner's inquest, for God's sake, the coroner's jury took like 4 minutes to find that it was a good shoot. So I wasn't worried about it at all. I just knew they were playing games, and it didn't worry it at all. I'm not worried about those guys.
No.
You know, one thing that I like to read quotes from our founding fathers all the time, and those guys inspire me. So whenever I feel something coming on, feel a little depression, I go read everything that the founding fathers wrote. The guys were amazing. And one of the things that always stood out in my mind, it says, always stand on principle, even if you stand alone. John Adams wrote that. And I believe that this day is the only way to go.
Well, we pretty much did stand alone. I mean, 7 out of 3,100 sheriffs. We were pretty much alone. And that's why I was so thrilled when you filed. Thrilled when you filed because I didn't want to stand. I didn't want to be the Lone Ranger anymore. And you saved me from that.
Yeah, you feel kind of naked out there, In fact, I wasn't thinking about that in the beginning, but later on I got to thinking, especially when you got things like the governor of your state. I mean, this was a state issue, and the governor's going, go ahead, you take care of it. It's like, what the hell, you know? You're standing out there with naked, and you're thinking, my God. And I got other things to do, you know. You're not only doing that, but you got your regular job as sheriff, which is always busy anyway. And so you've got this thing distracting you from your regular job. And, you know, sometimes got a little interesting.
The way I said that, Sheriff, is we had two full-time jobs, being sheriff and then doing the Brady Bill lawsuit against the federal government. It was a full-time job.
Yeah, well, and I called it.
It was hard.
I called it being Bill Clinton's best friend.
Well, I said that we were the only ones to sue Bill Clinton on a non-sexual matter.
Yeah, that's right. Well, don't get me started on that, or I'll end up with an X-rated program.
Yeah, I know. Another whole show on that. And Sam,
well, it's important to note. It's important to note.
Just so you know
back then, only. Say again, Chad.
I just want to make sure you talk at the end, to where I read the entire order of the court on this case. It takes about a minute.
You got it. We'll do it in the last segment. We got a break coming up in a couple of minutes. Then the last segment, and we'll do that absolutely. In the meantime, though, you know, it's interesting that only seven sheriffs stood up then, and only two of them really went all the way to the Supreme Court. Now I realize that several of the others made that possible with the conflicting decisions, and they shouldn't be discounted in any way. We want to, you know, give all seven sheriffs and possibly eight, I guess. And the judges along the way that made it possible. And we want to give everybody credit for this incredible 10th Amendment win. But I want to highlight that it's no different today than it was then. You know what? People ask us how many constitutional county sheriffs we have, and we have very few. But there's a big difference, too, between those who will stand up and those who won't. There's a lot of constitutional people who care, but they won't take this kind of issue on. Or there's a lot of people who don't realize they're very constitutional. Maybe they're not engaged in politics, as Sheriff Prince was not. But you know what? When something crosses their desk or crosses their life and the Spirit of God moves on them, they say, but hold on, now wait just a minute now. And so I bring that all up to say that, you know, these gentlemen speak of feeling kind of naked out there. Well, in today's vernacular, you know, men are running around naked in front of little kids. That's a whole nother topic. But they're literally physically doing that intentionally. I bring that up because moral men stand for what is right, even when they feel alone in doing it. That's what integrity is about. That's what honor is about. That's what personal sacrifice is about. And I bring this up because it's no different today. And the difference today is we have an organization called the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. We have an organization by which the sheriffs don't have to stand alone anymore. We, the people, can stand with our sheriffs and say, you know what? I appreciate your willingness to keep your oath of office. I appreciate your demand for due process of law for all citizens. We appreciate your willingness to stand in the gap, to interpose is what it's called, to nullify now, and to do those things that really, really matter. When we come back, we'll have Sheriff Prince respond to that, and then Sheriff Mack, and then we will hear this 1 minute, in my opinion, greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered, highlighted. We'll do it all in seconds on your radio.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies, John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present day church. Rather, it is for the end time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Being there with your child and being there for your child are two completely different things. One denotes a simple presence, which is a start, but can also be accomplished by someone other than you.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
See, that sheep did a fine job of being there with the child, but it didn't do a very good job of being there for the child. Now listen to the difference an involved parent can make.
Hey, can you help me with this algebra problem?
I'm not very good at algebra, but do you have any English questions? Because I done real good in English.
Oh, Mom.
Okay, let's take a look.
Okay, so the algebra problem didn't get solved, but something better happened. Mom was there for her child. And when you're really there, they'll know how much you care. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. For more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sheriff Prince, Sheriff Mack with us on this epic two-hour special episode. Man, this day in history, Sheriff Mack and Prince both beat Bill Clinton at the Supreme Court, the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. And the difference now is, you know what? You don't have to stand alone, Sheriff Prince. Good, honest Americans can stand because of the CSPOA with you, thanks to the founding of the CSPOA by Sheriff Richard Mack. Sheriff Prince?
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I wanted to make a comment because I've heard this many, many times where I've had people tell me, says, who in the heck do you think you are, Sheriff, interpreting the Constitution? You're no lawyer, you're no judge, blah, blah, blah. And I always respond in this way. I tell them, look, I took an oath to uphold, support, defend the Constitution. And if I don't know what it means, why are you asking me to take an oath to protect it? So I know what it means, and I know what it takes to protect it. And when you tell me I can't interpret it, then I tell you you're full of crap, because I've been asked to defend it. That means I must have read it, because they're asking me to defend it. So that argument goes down to crapper. And the other thing that I'd like to notice that more people are worried about their reputations. I never cared about my reputation. I always figured if I'm doing the right thing, the reputation takes care of itself. In fact, John Wooden, the famous basketball coach, made a comment. He said, worry more about your character, not your reputation, because your character is who you are. Your reputation is who people think you are. And that's the way I've always looked at it.
Sheriff Mack?
Well, he's absolutely correct again. And I got the same people that said, who are you? You know, you're supposed to be following the law. And I said, no, I'm supposed to be enforcing the law. And the law is the Bill of Rights. And I said, it doesn't need to be interpreted. In fact, the word interpret or interpretation is nowhere in the Constitution. It doesn't even say the courts are supposed to interpret. The courts are supposed to do the same thing that we're all doing, and that is enforce and obey.
You know, you're exactly right, Sheriff Mack, and you are as well, Sheriff Prince, that you know what? We need to understand that the Constitution was not designed for collegiate folks or so-called constitutional scholars or, you know, law experts or, you know, attorneys at law or court supreme, you know, people to decide. It was meant for the average farmer. The founding fathers wanted the average farmer to clearly be able to say, I get the United States and the supreme law. It wasn't a, you got to be a king. It wasn't an old style back in the day. You know what? Let me read the Bible to you and tell you what it says. Before the Bible was mass printed, that's kind of how it was. The kings and the elites would tell us how it was or what it meant. Or okay, no. The founding fathers understood that if we are going to keep ourselves free, we cannot be ignorant and free. That is what never was and never will be. That was clearly understood by these people, right? It was clearly something important that we needed to understand, and the founders realized this. And that's why they were so particular about what they did and how they wrote the Constitution. It was meant for the average Joe, the average farmer, the average barrel maker, the average blacksmith, the average pastor to understand. It wasn't something that was above the average person. And so when these clowns pretend that they're constitutional scholars, they work in the collegiate world, or they're attorneys, or Supreme Court people, and they look at a sheriff and say, you can't decide what laws you're going to obey. You can't decide what you're going to do. Shame on them. They misunderstand. How do you have a sheriff swear an oath to the supreme law of the land if he does not understand the law that he's swearing an oath to? Is that even possible? Of course not. The idea is complete balderdash. It isn't true. Okay? If a sheriff, if a lawman is swearing an oath to the supreme law of the land, and his job is to protect that law and to protect our way of life from enemies, foreign and domestic, and if he has a specific jurisdiction to maintain, how can he do that if he isn't qualified to make those decisions? They lie to you, and the points that we've just made prove they lie to you. Ladies and gentlemen, this is serious business. When we come back, we'll finish up with Sheriff Mack and Sheriff Prince. You are listening to the one and only two-hour live presentation on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Anyone who challenges their control is deemed a sexist, a racist, a xenophobe, and morally deformed. They will attack you. They will slander you. They will seek to destroy your career and your family. They will seek to destroy everything about you, including your reputation. They will lie, 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 and then again, they will do worse than that. They will do whatever's necessary. The Clintons are criminals. Remember that. They're criminals.
I'm going to open up our libel laws so when they write purposely negative and horrible and false articles, we can sue them and win lots of money. We're going to open up those libel laws.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
I think that my family has always had a big influence on me for not smoking because since I was little, I was taught that smoking was wrong.
Recent studies indicate that smoking among teens often leads to the use of alcohol and other drugs.
I think having faith in God is a big part in it.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Internet outages continue to plague as the broadcast continues. You know what? We'll try to get the sheriffs back. Just have a little bit of a long break. Prince made an incredible point, which was simply this. You know what? I stand for what is right. I understand the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. That's why I took an oath. That's why I have an obligation to the people whom I serve. And so, you know what? I don't care about my reputation. I don't care about any of those things. I'm going to do what is right for righteousness' sake. Even though I feel a little naked out there alone sometimes, I'm going to do it anyway because it's the right thing to do. Sheriff Mack had the opportunity to double down and respond. Sheriff Mack, I think Prince is right on everything he's saying here about, you know what? He has every right to stand up and every obligation. How can they claim he can swear an oath to the Constitution and swear to uphold it and defend it if then they claim that he doesn't have enough knowledge to understand it, that you got to go to a so-called constitutional scholar or some garbage like that? It doesn't hold any water. Their logic fails, and that's why we always openly challenge these clowns to a debate. They will lose every time, Sheriff Mack.
That's exactly correct. Prince got it right and has all along. You don't need somebody to interpret shall not be infringed. You don't need somebody to interpret Congress shall make no law. You don't need somebody to interpret excessive fines or bail are against the law, nor cruel and unusual punishment. Nobody has to tell me that. Nobody has to tell me anything about what it means. The powers not delegated to the United States are retained by the states and the people. Nobody has to interpret that. You look at the laws, you look at the powers delegated to the United States in the Constitution. All others belong, all of them belong to the states or the people. And so the enforcement of the Constitution to uphold and defend the Constitution is our assignment. We're not supposed to interpret. The word interpret does not exist in the Constitution. We are to obey the law, and nobody has to interpret that for me. And Sheriff Prince is right. When we took the oath, we agreed that that's what we would do.
Sheriff Prince, God bless you for your work, sir. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, well, I wanted to just comment just a little bit on that. You know, when they talk about the Constitution, our founding fathers had it right. The people that are interpreting it, so to speak, today have a mindset that says, well, if it doesn't say we can't do it, then we can, which is totally opposite, because if it doesn't say you can do it, you can't. So they need to get their mind right, start acting like constitutionally knowledgeable people, and quit violating that Constitution. Then sheriffs like myself and Mr. Sheriff Mack wouldn't have to step into the breach and kind of put ourselves at risk, because it's not necessary if the people that got the jobs do the jobs.
Sheriff Mack, your final thoughts.
Well, my final thought would be reading the order of the court. How's that? Is that okay?
Read it, boys.
Go.
Read it.
Okay, this is the order of the court from the Prince decision. Both of us did this together, and I praise the Lord for that, for Sheriff Prince and his courage. This is the order of the court written by Justice Scalia, a huge monumental decision for America. Quote, we held in New York that Congress cannot compel the states to enact or enforce a federal regulatory program. Today we hold that Congress cannot circumvent that prohibition by conscripting the state's officers directly. The federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states to address particular problems, nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions to administer or enforce a federal regulatory program. It matters not whether policymaking is involved, and no case-by-case weighing of the burdens or benefits is necessary. Such commands are fundamentally incompatible with our constitutional system of dual sovereignty. End quote.
Ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. And they claim we dabble in conspiracy theory, of legal theories. But we look to the Supreme Court and say, hey, they got it right. Sometimes it's rare, but they did get it right. God bless you, Sheriff Prince. God bless you, Sheriff Mack. CSPOA.org, get a copy of the Supreme Court case, win, and become a member today. The posse is coming up. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.